This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now that the economy is steadily adding jobs, the big bugaboo in the labor market is wages, specifically stuck wages. That has been the through line for a couple of years now. But according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics this morning, specifically something called the Employment Cost Index, wages are growing, albeit, according to one economist, and this is a quote, grudgingly. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains why the Employment Cost Index is the wage indicator of choice.
The Employment Cost Index seems to be the darling indicator for many economists. That's true for folks at the Federal Reserve and for Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics.
If I were going to pick one measure to look at, it would be this one. This is giving us a pretty definitive read on what's going on in the labor market with regard to wages and compensation.
Zandi likes the index because it gives a more consistent look at compensation over time. The Bureau of Labor Statistics surveys a rotating slate of firms on their employment costs. And unlike another measure of hourly wages, the numbers from the index don't get skewed as much by shifts in employment into, say, low-wage industries or occupations. What's the index telling us today?
Wage growth now is above the rate of inflation, ever so slightly so, but, you know, I'll take it.
Wages, salaries, and benefits grew at an annual rate of 2.2% in 2014. That's slower than pre-recessionary times, but the rate is picking up as the available pool of workers shrinks and employers have to start spending more to get new workers in the door.
A year from now, 2 years from now, if everything kind of sticks to script, I think workers will be getting even bigger pay increases, but obviously that's still a forecast.
Employers' benefit costs have also been ticking up. They grew faster last year than wages and salaries. Princeton University economist Alan Krueger says that breaks with recent trends.
We had seen healthcare costs growing so slowly, really exceptionally slowly compared to the history of healthcare cost growth, that benefits were not growing faster than wages until recently.
But it's unclear how long that situation will last as many employers shift more of their healthcare costs onto workers. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.